California has lifted its mandatory state water restrictions in urban areas, but hold on, it's shifting restrictions to the local level. The 25% cutback restrictions were put in place last year by Governor Jerry Brown as that state suffered through a terrible drought, now in its fifth year. A rainy winter helped fill some of the state's reservoirs and partially replenish the mountain snowpack, which helps feed water to the state. And so now they are making this change, but what does it mean? Let's check in with Felicia Marcus, chair of the State Water Resources Control Board, with us by Skype. Felicia, what's going on?
Well, we're trying to be realistic about where we are. I think last year we imposed this unprecedented action because we were in an unprecedented situation where we'd had three dry years, including the worst snowpack in 500 years. And we were worried that our major urban centers were hurtling towards a cliff if we were in our own Australian-style decades-long drought. And so we decided we'd rather be safe than sorry and get folks to cut back 25%, which they could do by not watering their lawns, so that we weren't going to necessarily go into terrible emergency circumstances, 50% rationing like we had been threatened with in 91. And so it worked. People stepped up. They let their lawns go brown. We were prepared for another historically bad year, and then fortunately we didn't get it. And so we thought we'd use this reprieve, because again, we don't know what next year and the next year will bring, to try another approach, which was to let our urban water agencies prove to us that they have enough water for another three horrendous years, a very conservative measure, and set their own conservation standards. So we're not going away. We're just shifting to allowing the locals to show us the water, so to speak, but we get to trust and verify.
So you are going to monitor this and then be prepared to turn back. But just two weeks ago, as you know, there are people worried that this is too soon. And just 2 weeks ago, we spoke with Jay Famiglietti. He's a senior water scientist with the NASA Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena. He told us despite these El Nino rains, the drought's not over. The state's not out of trouble. Let's listen.
We grow a tremendous amount of food for the nation, and that takes a big toll on our groundwater resources. So even though some of the reservoirs up north are filling up, the groundwater supply continues to decline.
And just a little bit more here. He says California has chronic water scarcity, and we looked today at the U.S. Drought Monitor, and it shows a percentage of your state in exceptional drought. That's the highest level. That's half of what it was at the beginning of the year, 21% versus 44.8% in January. But that's still 21% in exceptional drought and 43% in extreme drought. So, you know, there are people thinking, well, wait a second, you know, why not go a little bit more and conserve?
Well, we want people to conserve. I mean, we've been out there saying, you know, it's not the time to use water like it's 1999. It's just a question of method of what the state does top down in this circumstance. And we do have drought. I love Jay. We have serious drought in many parts, particularly in agricultural California. But urban California, the large urban centers, are in much better shape than what they were over the last 3 years. And so it seemed like a reasonable thing to use this reprieve that we have, maybe temporary, maybe a punctuation mark in a longer mega drought, to let local agencies show they had it under control and that they could keep it going. It's very unusual for the state to step in top down. Listen, I didn't want to let these go either, but I really had to listen to reason in terms of getting information to customers about where their water comes from, in having that reporting that we've had every month that's been so helpful in sharing information with the public. And we'll see if people keep conserving. In the meantime, the governor also issued an executive order saying, you know, we've got to prepare for this for the future, because with climate change, our situation is going to become even more dire. So during this reprieve, we're also going to be working very closely to set long-term efficiency standards for everyone.
Right. So you're turning this back to local water boards, but it sounds like you're still going to be constantly monitoring, keeping an eye. But are you worried that the headlines make it sound like, whoopee, we can go wash our cars with abandon? Do you worry about that?
Of course. You know, I've been actually saying that folks shouldn't be watering with wild abandon. And we actually did make permanent some restrictions that'll continue. We're going to be monitoring. This is a trust but verify kind of approach. But I think the public has stepped up in a big way.
Yeah.
And I give them great kudos. Once agencies actually went out and talked to them and once we made the regulations mandatory and they started communicating with their customers about the need to save, customers stepped up. So I have a lot of faith in the public, and we'll just see if this approach by the water agencies puts us in a secure place. The ideal is if locals take care of it, not the state stepping in top down, but we felt we had to.
Well, it's been pretty remarkable how people have responded, so we'll watch with you. Felicia Marcus, chair of California State Water Resources Control Board, on the state's decision to suspend its mandatory water restrictions, but don't misinterpret, they're turning restrictions over to the local boards. Felicia, thank you.
Thank you very much.